Tell us about, in Opera America, tell us about your educational outreach and some of the things that you have done. And just recently, Michael told me you have this Women's Opera Network. Tell us about some of your outreach.
Sure. Well, opera has always had an uphill battle because of the negative stereotypes about opera and the fact that opera is performed in a foreign language. So for years, opera companies have really worked double time to introduce people to the stories of the opera before there were projected translations, and that's now a 30-year-old innovation. But 30 years ago, when you went to the opera house, you didn't know what was being said. So opera companies went into the schools and were out there really providing enrichment activities more than any of the other art forms because we were overcoming the barrier of language. It was in the mid-late 1980s, Opera America acknowledged that opera is an incredible learning platform. Students can learn about not only the composer, but the life of the librettist. And then there's the issue of the source material. What's the opera about? What novel or historical event is this about? You know, I use as an example, if I think of the opera Aida, which was written as part of the celebration of the opening of the Suez Canal by the composer Verdi, who was very closely associated with the unification of Italy in the 1860s. So that if you are going to, and then the costumes for the premiere of Aida got tied up because of the Franco-Prussian War in 1870, and they couldn't get the costumes out of Paris. So if you take apart Aida, for instance, you have to teach European history, the life of Verdi about the unification of Italy, about the Franco-Prussian War, about Egypt and the Suez Canal. It's and let alone talk about music and the elements of design and how do you bring Aida to life in sets and costumes. So across the arts, it's a libretto which is linguistic. It is design, sets and costumes. It is music intrinsically. But there's an amazing amount of history embedded there. And what we found was that there were teachers who were interested in using opera in the classroom, but they didn't have materials to use. They said, if you could create some kind of teaching guide, teacher's manual, if you could create student study guides, we would teach opera in the classroom and use it as a platform for integrating arts and arts into other subjects. We did that. The textbook series is called Music Words Opera. And we have converted that into a digital format, and there's an area on the Opera America website called Notes, N-O-T-E-S. And not only do we have the learning materials from our Music Words Opera textbook series, but we've also curated teaching guides that are produced by our opera companies. So people can see different composers, different operas, and all the learning materials that have been developed over the years that are perfect for grandparents teaching grandchildren about the opera or for teachers who want to bring opera into their classroom. More recently, we have a new teens program. It's called Opera Teens. And we have about 15 teen councils around the country, and the number is building all the time, of teenagers who either want to develop their own enjoyment of opera just as audience members or who are thinking about opera perhaps as a career, as singers or administrators. And our wonderful director leadership and learning, Leah Wilson, has structured it so that these teens learn skills. These teens learn how to interview singers when they come into the community. These teens learn how to do professional informational interviews. Once a month, there's an opera all the teens listen to, and they talk about it across the teen councils. So it's a wonderful program, and again, the Opera Teens information is available on the Opera America website. We did also recently establish the Women's Opera Network. One of the things that we studied is that the leadership ranks of opera companies are not gender equitable. Across the years, women represent about a third of the leadership staff at opera companies. At the bigger opera companies, it's even less. At the smaller opera companies, it's slightly higher. But across the entire industry, women in leadership positions represent only about 30%, 33% of the leadership ranks. And we want to adjust that. we feel that we are missing out on great leadership talent. So we've developed the Women's Opera Network, which at the moment has mentoring and profiles of women who've had successful careers, so people can read about them and learn how successful female leaders have advanced. We also have a special grant program, which is for female composers, supported by the Virginia B. Toulmin Foundation. We, every year, have a round of what we call discovery grants, where we award female composers up to $15,000 in order to advance their work in opera. They may need to do a workshop, they may want to write, make a recording, they may want to change or work with several librettists to find a perfect partner for an opera. So we provide this support directly to the female composers to help advance their careers. We also have special grants to our member companies, commissioning grants, that help pay for the commissioning of female composers for operas on the opera stage. In the first year of the female opera composers, the discovery grants, we thought we might have between 20 and 30 applications. We had 112. In the second year, that number fell to 70. This year, we have over 90 again. Over the 3 years that we've been running this program, 244 individual female composers have applied to us for support. And I the number is astonishing to me, that there are 244 composers of any gender who are busy writing operas and want to advance their careers in the art form. The fact that it's 244 female composers shows us what a completely untapped talent pool we have here. Of all the grants we've made, when I said earlier that we've given away $13 million in support of new works, only 5% of those new works have been by female composers. So it shows how very necessary this is and what an extraordinary pool of talent is yet underappreciated and underrealized on the opera stage.